from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning. Happy Monday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Sounds like you're getting a snack that is making you really excited.
Ursula.
Yes.
Yesterday
morning.
You know
that you share something with me, it's going to end up on the air.
What you're telling folks is I told you about these grits.
Yeah. So
I had in the breakfast.
Yeah. What's making them especially good this morning?
Well, here's what happened. I told you I sat out yesterday. Sat outside yesterday. I went to go eat breakfast at the Buttered Biscuit out there in Sumner. I don't know if you've ever been there, Ursula.
No, I have
but
not.
Life changing. Life changing.
A place called Buttered Biscuit can only be amazing.
So I'm at the Buttered Biscuits. I ordered the shrimp and grits. The shrimp and grits. First of all, they bring you a big old piece of cornbread slopped up with some honey butter on top. That right there is just, I'm in love. Then they bring out the shrimp and grits. The shrimp and grits, I ate a quarter of it and I was full. So anyways, I brought the rest of it back home. And so that's what I had. I had some special grits this time.
So nice.
And I only did it because I knew Agree to Disagree was coming up.
Yeah.
And I needed to be in a real good mood.
Okay.
Like, ready to battle.
Okay, because we're starting with some tough subjects.
All right, let's get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right. As you just heard in the newscast and earlier in the show, we talked about kids returning to in-person learning today and the challenges facing them. In North Seattle, students will have to walk past a homeless camp to get to class at Broadview Thompson. There's also hybrid schedules, mask wearing, social distancing. Agree to Disagree, G. With the school year almost over, should they even be going back to school at this point?
No. Cancel school right now. Right now, we have rollback happening in Pierce County. At the rate things have been going, the way that they were talking at the end of last week, you got to wonder if there is a potential for the future of there being a rollback here in King County.
We'll find out in 3 weeks.
We'll find that out in 3 weeks. Oh, by the way, I know it's not being reported because it's not being talked about, but kids can get COVID. Kids can get COVID. I just want to make that clear.
Who's not reporting that? It has to be reported to the health department if there's more than one case.
I'm sure, but look, Ursula, here's what I'm saying. You mean to tell me that since we've been on the news, we've been doing news, kids have been back to school, we haven't heard one school so far that has reported that they've had COVID cases.
It doesn't make the news because it's expected. It is expected. Okay, anyway, as you can tell, I can hear you eating your grits, G.
No, I was moving it. I was moving to the side.
No,
I was moving to the side.
So, okay, because I'm about to get real here.
Okay, get real.
Okay.
Go ahead.
G. Yes, we are seeing rollbacks. Yes, we are seeing more cases. But you have to pick and choose what is a priority. And the kids have suffered enough. The kids do get it. Yes, they can spread it. But that's not where most of the spread is happening. It's happening in the communities, not at the schools. The schools may be some of the safest places they can be because there is social distancing, mask wearing, there is, you know, all these different things just to open. And I would say that even though it might be 6 or 8 weeks only, to even give them that little bit of in-person learning and interaction with other students is imperative. And I would say, absolutely, you should do everything you can to go back to school, even with the little amount of time remaining.
Couple points I want to make. I'm willing to bet that whether the survey or the study gets done, and we talk about this in June, July, August, I'm willing to bet that they are going to find out that the restaurants are probably most likely, because, by the way, phase two, the rollbacks impact the restaurants first here in Pierce County.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet that the schools have are not as safe as the restaurants. And it's unfortunate that the restaurants and or gyms get blamed for the increase in counts. No other place, the grocery stores, no other place out here in the, quote, the community gets blamed for the spread of COVID the same way that the restaurants
and you're do. You're going to make a lot of points with that argument, but I don't think that you're... I don't think that you're correct because in the case of schools, you are wearing a mask. I just went to a restaurant yesterday. I could not. I've yet to figure out a way to eat and drink without wearing a mask. OK, so you do have to remove it. Right. And so, you know, bottom line, you have to take what we call calculated risks. And what are you willing to do? Go to school? What's more important, going to school or going...
I'm going to keep it a buck with you, Ursula. Yeah. I'm going to come right out and say it. Here's what I believe in my heart. Schools prove me wrong. I don't believe that you guys are tracking your numbers accurately.
I'm
going to keep it a buck right now. I don't believe that to be the case. Now, that's an opinion of mine. I have no source for that.
Yeah.
I just feel that I don't believe that it is happening. Here's why I'm saying that. I'm going to tell you why that opinion is coming. Because I am finding out more and more kids are having COVID right now. I have some friends of mine, their kids have COVID right now.
Yes, and that is where the biggest increase is happening in not just kids, but younger adults. So
do you think schools are properly reporting them here in this area?
Absolutely. That's how we know that we're seeing a spread.
I got some numbers, actually, from the Washington State Department of Health. This was from March 31st of this year. 526 COVID-19 cases were associated with outbreaks in K through 12 schools. 64% of COVID-19 outbreaks involved two or three cases. That was from a Washington State Department of Health report on K through 12 schools at the end of March.
I will tell you, I know as someone who works at Bishop Blanchett High School as a school board member, I will know that every single case we get a letter alerting us to a student or if it was a faculty member who has tested positive, that is part of the protocol. So, yes, you will see an increase because now we've got it. So everyone's basically doing some kind of in-person learning as of today. So you are going to see numbers go up, yes.
I know we got to move on.
Yeah, we do.
I know we got to
really
move on.
And you want me to agree with you, but I'm going to disagree.
All right, that's fair. Go ahead.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, keeping it in the theme of education, Seattle University is going to require the COVID vaccine to go to classes this fall. And we wanted to go back over that. Ursula, are you okay with the requirement of COVID vaccines?
For colleges, yes, I'm okay with that. And I think that the same should apply the same way that you can get exemptions. I think that should apply for universities as well. But we keep talking about wanting our kids to do, I'm just going to speak for myself. My student, who is a junior in college now, missed most of his sophomore year and now most of his junior year doing mostly remote learning. And we keep talking about the importance of getting back into the classroom. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that students and faculty are required to have the COVID vaccine to help reduce the likelihood of getting really, really sick. So I'm totally okay with that. It's expected for other vaccinations. So I'm good with it.
I want to. And this morning I said I was going to argue against it, Ursula.
You can talk about the infringement on rights.
Yeah, this whole.
But then or the newness of the vaccine.
I pull from the envelope, right? Like, let me
say
this.
Okay,
no. I got it. I agree with it. Yeah, but though, I think it's too early. There it is. It is too early for a school, a university, to make it mandatory for kids to have the vaccine. Maybe in a year or two, when we've had more, we figured out what's going on with Johnson & Johnson, and we figure out with Pfizer. Pfizer right now is in the news saying that there is a potential, for you having to get a vaccination after 12 months of already receiving theirs. We don't know if that's marketing. So how about these schools, Rutgers, Seattle University, can you just wait? Can we not make it right now? That's my argument.
But the point of doing it now versus later is to get to that herd immunity and to try to get, we want to open up. We're all talking about wanting to fully open up. And to do that is going to require us to get more people vaccinated, period, and to get a better control of this virus.
What if, but no, I don't want to say what if.
We're enjoying those grits too much.
Let's lighten it up.
Can I just say, I can hear your bowl clanging. What are you doing with that thing?
No. When we get on the show, I'm bouncing my leg up and down with the couch.
Mm.
And yeah. Anyways, my nervous habits. No, trust me. I'm really getting into this.
Okay.
Signs went up this week warning that the city of Seattle will be evicting the ducks that have graced the ponds across from the Asian Art Museum. The ponds are designed for lilies and can't handle all the duck poop. The pond walls are also too steep, so ducklings have not been able to get out. They die and they become a food source for other wildlife. Volunteer park neighbors are outraged by the plans to move the duck and have become a bright light in the successful world. That's what they argue. Ursula, going back to you, whose side are you on? Are you on Team Duck or Team Park?
I am on Team Duck. And that means,
wait,
and that has nothing to do with me going to the University of Oregon and graduating from there. No, I believe, I mean, they've seen now that these ducklings and park visitors have even seen some of them become food sources for other wildlife there. The ponds were not made for these ducks, as beautiful as they are. And I get it. They look beautiful. But Volunteer Park is beautiful in and of itself. And there's so many other things to look at that I think you're going to live without the ducks. The ducks need to go.
You know what? You guys are always trying to move people. Leave the ducks alone. The ducks are beautiful to see. Some of these ducks can... some of these ducks can say, hey, we were here first. You know what I mean? And now you guys want to move stuff. Like, everything was great before you guys start building all of these things around here. Where do you guys want us to live? How come you guys keep every
a
time
place
you
where
guys
they have a chance for survival?
Okay, well, I haven't heard of an alternative plan. They gotta have to have an alternative plan for these ducks. As of right now, leave the ducks alone. I am team. You said you're team ducks and moving them. I had a conversation with the ducks this weekend. They's like, gee, listen. We ain't trying to go anywhere. We already got, we're established here. We want to stay here. And I'm like, okay, I'm team duck. And he said, we already know that Ursula's going to be against it. He's going to be wanting us to move. So Ursula, I was sent to tell you, leave the ducks quack alone.
Oh, man. I love it.
Remember, those ponds were designed for lilies.
Yes, that's true. They were.
Hey, by the way, 425 texts in, no eviction moratorium. That includes for ducks.
Okay, up next, this weekend, wall-to-wall coverage kind of about the funeral for Prince or for the royal family. Prince William and Harry looked pretty awkward during the funeral of their grandfather. Gee, is it time for the media to leave the royal family alone?
Absolutely not. What are you talking about? Well, everybody's always paying attention to their ex from time to time. And over there, that's kind of like the ex for the United States of America. It's always news. Now, I'll admit, Prince Philip, he never really got that much burn, ink, scratch, talked about. Nobody really talked about Prince Philip during his life. But at the same time, anything that happens over there, I know CNN blew out their coverage to follow
it. Fox News did as well.
Fox News did as well. People were talking about it. It's news. You wanted to see. The only part I wanted to see, I did not. I'll be honest, Ursula, I did not watch any of it.
Okay, you're stealing my thunder because I wanted to ask how passionate you are about saying, yes, we care.
We do care. We do care.
And by the way, I mean, Prince Philip, may he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously was a wonderful partner to the Queen, and England is very proud of him. And I know that he was a very important figure for the family.
Yeah.
You know, however, I wanted to pause for a second. However, wall-to-wall coverage of the funeral.
It was everywhere. I mean, because I was here running the boards for the weekend. And
there's
another storyline. The storyline that I was most interested in. Not like I said.
And it wasn't about Prince Philip, wasn't it? About William and Harry.
It was about William and Harry. I wanted to see how they was dressed. My guy Harry looked good too. He was sharp.
Okay, so you did pay attention for a little bit. I couldn't pretend that I was interested. And frankly, this whole beef between the brothers, I hope they can work it out, because there's so much pressure anymore, and every single move now it's Kate was the middle person, and she's the family peacekeeper, and she was trying to break the ice between William and Harry.
I don't want them to make up.
Why?
I don't want them to make up because
I do. Because Willie relationship.
Willie petty. William, he's petty.
William has a whole different level of, and remember, neither you nor I really know anything about the royal family, and we'll just admit this right off the bat.
I know about Prince Harry. That's
okay,
my guy.
I know. That is your guy. But Prince William, he has like the weight of the world on his shoulders, I feel. I mean, and yes, he's a royal family, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, he's the one, he's got something to, he's basically next in line after Prince Charles. And so there's so much expectation on him. But I think he really wants to just break loose and be like his brother Harry.
Now, there you go, Ursula. Now you're talking. He wants the world. I know there's another public figure. I can't think of him right now. There's another public figure out there that gets upset that he isn't beloved like President Obama was or something like that. You know what I mean? So in the case of Prince William, he wishes that the world looked at him the same way that I look at Prince Harry.
But he, because of the whole royal tradition, he cannot break out of that mold.
No, he
right?
sure can't.
Right,
he sure
so he's
can't.
Stuck. It's almost like a tragedy in a way.
Mm-hmm. All right. We hit 80 degrees for the first time this year, this weekend. It's another beautiful day. But it is hot. It's hot out there. So, Ursula, do you want more of these 80-degree days? Or do you want that traditional spring weather?
No, I'm good. I want this 80 degrees. Yesterday, I was loving, even though there was a minute there, I said, okay, my body's not ready. I love the heat.
Yeah.
I love the heat. I love the mood that everyone was in. I saw, that you and Lillian, weren't you guys on some special bikes yesterday or over the weekend?
Everyone
looked like they were in a great mood.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Inslee has told us, the Gov has told us, we need to take it outside. And when you have days like this, you can't help but take it outside.
Hey, yesterday was beautiful. Down there on Ruston Way, it was awesome. We were on the little ride, little scooter deal, and we were riding around and sightseeing. And I ain't gonna lie, the people watching was phenomenal and fantastic. There were some guys that were dancing, and it was dancing out in the middle, Ursula. Now, usually when you see folks dancing, you're like, oh my goodness, we gotta stop and watch this. Look, I don't want to be the bearing of bad news, but whoever was doing the dancing yesterday down at Ruston Way, they were terrible.
Oh.
Hey, but you know what?
They were terrible.
Have a good time.
And they kept dancing, and people kept watching. I'm like, well, why are these folks dancing this entire time? This is terrible.
Because it was sunny out. Okay, hey, still ahead, we're going to be talking about that awesome skate park that is in Pierce County. It's in your neck of the woods. You got to check it out. I think it's going to be next on your summer bucket list. You are listening to the G and Ursula Show. The country opening up now. Some states are getting rid of their mask mandate. We want to talk about this with the final segment that we have on the G and Ursula Show. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. So, G, Oregon is floating this controversial idea, and they may require masking and social distancing in all businesses to go on indefinitely. The current mandate is set to expire next month, and the head of Oregon's health department says they're not out of the woods yet. And the reason they would have to extend this indefinitely is because there's something quirky in the state law that says now once the mandate is done, they can't put it back in effect again. So it's like either you say it's indefinitely now while this is in effect, or you lose that ability. So, Here's a little bit of a reaction from KPTV-TV station in Oregon.
On the surface, it sounds like government overreach, because making something permanent that a lot of people consider already an invasion sounds scary. But when you consider the alternative, that it's going to be removed altogether and it's going to be like fought to get anything back on the books, I would say that it's worth keeping and adjusting at a later time because we're not out of the woods yet.
Being able to wear a mask, it hasn't been like a super intrusive thing on our lives. And I think it's not a big risk that we have to take just to put on a mask.
But there are like over 60,000 people who just disagree with these folks. And they've written into the health department saying this is government overreach. This is ridiculous. Where are the metrics? Where are the details of when their liberties are not going to be trampled on anymore with this mask mandate? Where do you stand?
Well, that makes it... You threw that little curve.
I know.
In,
I know.
Right?
I had to make sure that you knew all of the details.
Yeah,
like,
that...
First of all, this sounds ridiculous to say it's going to just go on forever.
Right.
But...
So now hearing that, I understand why they're doing that. They're doing it because if they don't, then they can't mandate the mask being worn in their state ever again if things get serious again. So on that hand, I agree. But then I was just thinking, and I wanted to share something that I don't think I've really shared on the show before. Ursula, this whole mask thing, like, I don't know anybody that really, like, oh my goodness, I love wearing masks. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten ready to go to the store and or left the house and I, oh my goodness, I've got my mask, I got to go back. I have still not gotten used to this whole mask thing. As a matter of fact, sometimes I forget as I'm going into the store and I'm walking up and I see somebody come out and I see their mask on. I'm like, oh my goodness, I forgot my mask.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is this. The day the CDC or the state of Washington says you don't have to wear a mask, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I don't like wearing masks. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't get used to it. It's weird to me. I know why we do it. We try to do the best that we can to try to stay healthy. But I don't like wearing masks.
Something weird has happened in my head because now when I see someone without one, I'm like, ooh, where is it? And I'm not policing by any stretch. But it has become so normal and automatic. And I think one of the things that truly has helped me is that, and you joked about it last week, but I have tried to acquire like a mask for every occasion. So I have these reusable masks, and I've just looked at it now. It's like a scarf. It's like a fashion accessory to me. Mm-hmm. And so, and the fact that I have not been sick, the only thing I don't like is when you're talking to someone or you're trying to work out and mm-hmm. then you breathe in and it's like, you know, it's like the whole mask gets sucked in with it. I don't like that. But otherwise, I have become much more okay with it because I have seen actually the benefits of it. And so even when the mask mandates are gone, I think there are going to be times where I'll just like, you know what? There's too many people around here. I'm just going to slap it on.
The mask are outfit haters.
They don't have to be, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can get it, so, and it doesn't have to be expensive.
I feel cheesy and corny when I match my mask to what I'm wearing. Yes. That is, just seems so weird. Have you ever seen someone
like
match?
A Gucci one, like to match your...
Ursula, that's a low blow. That is just, I feel attacked.
Like a little side pocket. Now, like little places for storage.
Do you, like some of my uncles and my dad, they used to color coordinate too much.
Yeah.
That's out of style, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I know. It's like it's like me with trying to coordinate everything in my living room.
Right? You're off colors.
Yeah.
You can't coordinate. But so the whole mask thing for me, it just, I'll look good. I'll look in the mirror. At least I think so. Anyways, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm getting ready to go out and about. And okay, everything's great. And then, bloop, mask. No.
What was that, Paul?
Oh, I got to say, the mask is a perfect time for me. I just had my...
Oh, there you go.
I have a perfect excuse that. Oh. And I'm going to be toothless for the next few months, so I think I'm going to keep the mask on.
Keep that mask on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know what, Paul? I'm proud of you. Welcome to the Gene Ursula Show, where you tell something about yourself and you didn't have to.
Yeah, it's all right, you know?
He's learning quickly. Okay. Okay.
Can you whistle right now?
I don't think I'm supposed to try.
No. He looks fine. You couldn't even tell. Okay. I got to share this story.
Being nice. Go ahead.
It's true. Okay. I want to share this, though, because I've promised it. So while enjoying the warm weather this weekend, I always look for cool places to go. And now the town of Wilkeson in Pierce County may be the next place I need to go. Not that I'm a skateboarder, but this sounds like a skateboarder's paradise. So this guy named John Hilding created the world's largest non-edible breakfast made of concrete, and it's actually a combo art project and a skate park.
I'm sitting on a 30-foot strip of concrete bacon. It's part of my Wilkeson bacon and egg skate park concept.
Okay, yeah, so exactly what he's describing. This is a skate park. It might be maybe the world's largest bacon, so it's bacon-shaped skateboard ramp.
Yep.
Right? And then eggs, looking like sunny-side up eggs. And it's this cool park in this tiny town of Wilkeson, which you probably wouldn't even know existed. But now, the News Tribune actually checked out this new park, which has become quite popular.
It's fun. And you can do a lot of cool tricks on it.
Okay, how cute is that?
It's so cool. If you actually take a look at the park, it's a big skillet. They got a big pan, it's a big pan with the eggs. And they were saying it's been up for a couple of weeks now, I believe, and it's been a huge hit ever since.
So another place to add to your summer bucket list, Wilkeson, bacon and egg shaped skateboard park. I think it's cute.
I mean, Ursula, let's be real. You smile. There's a certain type of voice you have when you mention anything about what happens down here in Pierce County.
Because I love Pierce County.
Yeah. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah.
Hey.
When I visited Tacoma, mm-hmm. I tell you, I kept looking like, why don't I spend more time down here?
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
And then the people in the businesses were telling me, don't turn Tacoma into Seattle. I'm like, thanks.
Oh. This music right now got me thinking like 80s. Tony Montana in the club with his shirt open. And he's dancing with Michelle Pfeiffer on the dance floor. Anyways, thanks, Ursula. You didn't follow me on that. Hey, coming up next, we take your text, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. You guys are listening to the Gene Ursula Show. It is the Gene Ursula Show. Happy Monday to all you guys. Ursula, before we get to the text, I just want to say I'm sad.
Why is that?
Because the show's almost over.
Okay, we need to peel back the curtain once again. During the last break, G, you had to call me and say something, and I want you to share it with
Okay, this is what I said. I called you, and I said, I can't believe we are working right now.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yes.
I can't believe we're working.
Yes.
Because this is our job.
I know.
I would sit around and hang out with you and our listeners and just hang out on a patio or something.
Yes.
Or
on a beautiful day like this. Exactly. I love the conversations that we have. You guys listening are so much a part of those conversations. So we love it when you email us and you text us. I mean, sometimes in the middle of the show, yes, I will respond to someone because they make me think of something, and it's something that I hadn't thought of, and I love that interaction. So I just want to say thank you.
So if somebody asked me, like, hey, G, so what happened at work today? Oh, somebody texted and said, G, I bet you you'd wear a mask if we found a mask with a spinny wheel on it or something. Like, who does that to me? And then somebody also texts in and says, G, quit inviting people down to Pierce County. And I asked them if I can invite some of my friends. He says, you can invite some of your friends, but they can't stay.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of
back
and forth.
That's pretty much what I was told when I went to Tacoma. I love that you're visiting, but please don't stay.
All right. Let's get to the text, Ursula.
Okay. A lot of people commented on the weather this weekend. Was it too hot? 206 says, no, it was perfect. And then 425 says, I did totally find myself saying it's too hot. Yikes. I took that back immediately.
425 says, Ursula, try working in this heat for many hours. Ha ha ha. I agree with G. Oh, yeah, thank you. Spring weather instead.
Oh, there you go. You got another one to
agree. They must be new to the show. They say they agree.
The homeless encampment by the school up in North Seattle. 253 says, why does compassion for the homeless trump compassion for children? As you said, it makes absolutely no sense at all.
Seattle University mandates COVID vaccines. 253 says, would you still be okay if Oregon says you can't come into our state unless you are vaccinated?
Ooh. Well, I'd be okay. I know, but I'd be okay. Because,
I'd be okay.
Yeah,
but I would fight. But I would fight. Even though I'd be okay, I would fight against that.
Yeah. 360 says if it's public schooling or get public funding, then they should not require vaccines. And in the case of Seattle University, it is a private school.
Homeless charter. 206 says city charter is changing shall to May. No requirement for the city to do their job, just hoping that they will do it. Ha ha ha. Camps not near council members' houses will stay.
And then 206 says, the homeless situation isn't going to change until things really get shaken up. The people in charge today are making big, fat salaries, and they are doing nothing.
Mm. The Oxford reinfection trials. 206 says there are so many ethical questions that it can't be put into a text. Another way to get the poorest people to be guinea pigs. Ursula, it is now time for your words to live by.
Okay. And this is from someone named Wayne Dyer. And he says that peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is rather than as you think it should be. And I just hope that all of you can find peace in your heart and healing in your soul. Have an awesome day.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ursula. Hey, thank you, Paul. Appreciate all your hard work this morning. Thank you. You've been great. Andrew, appreciate everything you do for us. What was that Grand Theft Auto? What did I miss, brother?
Oh, it was that track, that bump you were talking about. It was actually from Grand Theft Auto 5's original soundtrack.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I kind of had an 80s vibe with that. Hey, everybody have a great rest of your day. Enjoy this weather. Do not, according to Ursula, do not say it's too hot outside. Be grateful for this great weather. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.